This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's the Steve Gruber Show, stevegruber.com, 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline. If you want to join the conversation, straight ahead today, we'll have Attorney General Bill Schuette from Michigan here talking about the RNC and the DNC. Congressman Pete Hoekstra will be here. Spent some time with him last week in Cleveland. A guy who spent many years was the chair of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. No, it's not an oxymoron. It's the truth. And Julie Gundlach will be here. Don't miss her because she'll be all fired up. You know, she's part of that Never Trump deal. Well, if you're saying never Trump, well, I don't know if she's that hardcore anymore, but if you're saying that, then you're voting for Hillary Clinton, and you wonder where that's going to go. All the polling now showing Donald Trump is winning currently. He got a big bounce out of his convention. We'll see if Hillary Clinton gets the same. It's been a raucous convention in Philadelphia. You haven't seen it all. I mean, there are videos of protesters scaling the walls. That's right, walls that they built around the DNC. You would think that they'd be against such things. Something you may have missed this week, though, and I want to share with you is Congressman Hank Johnson is a Democrat from Georgia. He is a piece of work. And earlier this week, he made some disparaging remarks about Israelis, calling them termites because of their settlements in the West Bank and elsewhere, saying they are termites into Palestinian lands, anti-Semitic comments blatantly, and it just goes right along with the comments that were revealed in all the DNC emails that were anti-black, anti-gay, anti-Jew, and the list goes on of what was released in those DNC emails, not to mention that the whole process was rigged to get Hillary Clinton elected and Bernie Sanders people never really had a chance. They never had a chance. Hillary and Bill Clinton had organized and orchestrated this thing from the time they fumbled 8 years ago, from the time they fumbled the deal 8 years ago until now. They have been planning and scheming how to get the top office in the land. But this Hank Johnson is out there, this congressman from Georgia. And I wanted to share something I found from Hank Johnson. He's talking to a general at a congressional hearing. And he goes through this painful explanation of the size of Guam, the American territory Guam, and how many people live there, and how big the island is. And it's 17 miles long and 7 miles wide, and goes through this whole thing. And then he's talking about, well, there's too many people live on Guam. And he's really worried about too many people living on Guam. But not for the reasons you might think. Just listen to this, because this is an eye-opener of who represents the Democratic Party today in America. Here's Congressman Hank Johnson, a Democrat from Georgia, talking about the dangers of overpopulating Guam. Go.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Huh?
We don't anticipate that.
The general, we don't anticipate that. No, I don't anticipate Guam is going to tip over and capsize because it has too many people living there. And then this genius of the Democratic Party, who is an incumbent, who's been elected to several terms now, you have to ask about who are the people voting for this clown. He goes on then to shift his focus to global warming. Well, if the island's not going to tip over, then surely we must concern ourselves with global warming. These are the geniuses setting policy for you and I in America. And if you didn't believe it, we're going to run it one more time right here for you, just so you can enjoy this and tell your friends that the Democrats believe Guam. If there's one more baby born here, my God, this island could tip right over and capsize. Roll him again, just for fun.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
We don't anticipate that. The general's so calm and cool. Well, that's the beauty of it. You know, we don't anticipate that. No, sir. We don't anticipate that, you know, if we have another 20, because they're talking about putting a military base there. If we have another 20,000 Marines that are on Guam, it's not going to capsize. And if you ever wonder what was wrong with America today, my God, there is an eye-opener for you. There it is, front and center for all to see. It's a little frightening. All right, so speaking of frightening, tonight at the Democratic National Convention, Barack Obama will be on the stage. Joe Biden will be on the stage, as will Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine just not being very well received. The Bernie people certainly are not thrilled with Tim Kaine being there. No, they're not thrilled with him being there at all. And so I don't think he helped the ticket at all. And then you look at the message. What is the message after last night? You know, Bill Clinton can charm the crowd, you know. You know, he's a serial sex offender, but don't concern yourself with that. He can charm the crowd, and he's a guy that makes you smile. And I don't despise Bill Clinton. Maybe I should, but there he is. But the question that I'm asking you is Hillary, is it steady Hillary and steady leadership? Is that what we're going for? Or is she the agent of change? Is she the change maker, or is she the steady Eddie person that we want here? Because I'm getting mixed messages here. I'm a little confused. Do you see my problem here? Because on one hand, they're saying, well, she's the change. She's the real change. And then there's this desperate attempt. That was the whole, I met a girl. Bill Clinton's I met a girl speech. I mean, really? And all you can feel is a little creeped out by that because of all of these girls he met and all the stories you've heard that you know are true of him forcing women to do all sorts of things. And biting their lips and different things that went on, injuring people, and sneaking in and out of the governor's mansion in Arkansas, and sneaking people around during the White House years. Monica Lewinsky, does that ring a bell with you? But they're doing all of these things to try to humanize Hillary Clinton, to reintroduce Hillary Clinton. If you don't know Hillary Clinton by now, then you never will. And here's the president giving this long first spouse wannabe yarn about like it's some sort of romance story. He is a pig when it comes to women. You can like his policies all you want, but Bill Clinton's a pig when it comes to women. There's no two ways about it. And he talked about how smitten he was and how taken, and he says they're best friends. Best friends, they don't even talk to each other. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.